Om Shanti. So we are revising last night's Avyakta Murli. So, which are the point of self-respect? Come here and tell the points of self-respect. Take the mic. Come on, Rohini. Come on. Points on self-respect. Not yesterday's only, I'm just asking general question.
Give one point?
Yeah.
Okay. Jewel on Baba's forehead.
Jewel of?
Baba's forehead.
Forehead. Or yesterday what he said?
There we go. Seated on heart throne.
Seated on heart throne. What else?
You said one.
Huh?
You said one.
Any other self-respect point?
Baba's God's right hand. God's right hand.
What Baba gives title to right hand people? Guru Bhai.
Okay.
The brothers of Guru. What else? Come on, Kirti Ben. Come on, teachers, come. Kirti Ben, come.
Help me.
Take the mic.
Mic.
How, Kirti Ben? What are other points of self-respect?
Sudarshan Chakradhari.
Sudarshan
Chakradhari.
Yeah.
Farishta.
Farishta.
Brahmin, of course. Brahmin.
Brahman. Just Brahman.
Dev, Devta.
Brahman Kulbhushan.
Brahman Kulbhushan.
What else?
Devta.
Deity. Hindi bhi nahi bol. This is English class.
Deity. And then... 12 degrees perfect. So, Chandravanshi. Suryavanshi.
Sun dynasty.
Sun dynasty.
English bhool gayi hai kya?
Sachi. Foreign language. No?
Huh?
Sun dynasty, of course, moon dynasty, and pure devotee.
Pure devotee, abhi nahi gaya. Pure devotee nahi gaya. Abhi to ho gaya.
No.
We have crossed that border of devotion. Now we are not more any devotee.
So, of course, Farishta for now. Pure angel. Angelic state. Perfect state. Perfect angelic.
Perfect?
Angel.
Angel to bola abhi.
Master Almighty Authority of Experience.
Master Almighty Authority.
Of Experience. Of Experience.
That we have to become. Authority of Experience we have to become. But Master Almighty Authority. Anything else? Okay. Come on. Mona. What are other points of... There are 360 points. At least you should give us at least 50 points total.
Master Three World.
Huh?
Master of the Three World.
Master of?
Three World.
Lord.
Three
Lokinath.
Three, yeah.
Lord of Three World.
Three World, yeah. Trinetri.
Trinetri.
Same as magician also?
Huh?
Magician.
Magician.
Gardener.
Huh?
Gardener. And alchemy.
Huh?
Alchemy. Alchemist.
Alchemist.
Jewel in Baba's eyes.
Jewels of Baba's eyes. Master, what are other qualities we should be having? Master? Who is speaking? Come here. Come here. Take the mic.
Master Ocean of Peace, Master Ocean of Knowledge, Master Ocean of Love, Master Ocean of Bliss, Master Ocean of Happiness, Master Ocean of Knowledge, the Sun of Knowledge, Master Ocean of Powers, Almighty Authority, Master Almighty Authority, Raj Rishi. What else? A fragrant flower? a flower in Baba's garden.
Spiritual roses. Acha. That's all?
So many. Didi,
anybody? Anybody? Now you volunteer. Come. Come and take mic.
The self-respect point which I really love, the self-respect point which I really enjoy in the morning is I am the master powerful and I am the ruler of my sense organs and I have a self-sovereign like Lakshmi Narayan and I am the full control of my life and from Baba's knowledge.
Okay. Anybody else? Come, Margaret.
Om Shanti. Just two I thought of is that I'm a royal child. Baba says, you're my royal child. My royal child. I forget the Hindi word.
Child.
Raj.
Special child, not royal child. We are going to be double crown deity, that you can say. What else?
Jewel of contentment.
Huh?
Jewel of contentment. The light in Baba's eyes.
Huh?
The light in Baba's eyes.
Yeah.
Humble instrument.
Huh?
Humble instrument.
Baba's right hand.
Baba's right hand, helper.
Same instrument, right hand. What else?
Ancestor, thank you, someone said.
Ancestor, so. What else? Salvation Army.
Salvation Army.
Shiv Shakti. Pandav Army.
That's right. World benefactors.
World benefactor.
And
river of Gyan.
Rivers of Gyan. Compassionate souls who help souls of the world. So doing the service. Sivadari.
Okay.
For world service. Mansa Siva.
Okay. So first you have to remember points of self-respect. Second, you have to be embodiment of that. Because that's main the aim. To maintain that self-respect all the time. And to be embodiment of self-respect, have awareness. When Baba gives Murli, don't just have that, yes, today it was Baba's point, but feel that that's me. And in practical life, just have aim to be embodiment. So yesterday, and also if you don't have self-respect. Why people don't have self-respect? Lack of self-respect is because we have habit of comparing and competing. We compare ourselves with others and say, oh, they are so good, I'm not good. Or sometimes it is instilled by our parents or teachers or classmates. Parents will always compare. See this neighbor's son, how clever he is. You are hopeless. You are not getting good marks. You are not good in sports. You are not good in this and that. So that also creates lack of self-respect. And in Christianity, they say that you are sinful souls, and because of you, Christ had to suffer. So they have guilty feeling and lack of self-respect that I am a sinful soul. And bad company, they have, because of bad company, they have developed bad sanskar. So what you have to do is never be allowed negative feeling for self. Under, close it from inside, lock it from inside. Then nobody will come and peep in, because the guests are coming all the time and they want to see what's happening in the hall. So lock it from inside. Are you tall enough? So, have all the time awareness, who am I? I am Baba's child. And have the faith that with Baba's help, I will transform myself. I'll become worthy. So if you don't have faith in yourself, at least have faith in Baba, that I will change. Baba will help, because Baba is promising that I will make you worthy. So have that awareness, Baba will make me worthy. And sometimes what we do is, we have workshop where 7-8 people sit and everybody writes speciality of everybody. Because sometimes we just see our weakness and not our speciality. So we have to see our speciality as well as weakness. And work on our weakness with yoga power and jnana. Speciality, we should, with soul consciousness, with speciality we will have intoxication, not ego. If there is body consciousness, there will be ego. So have soul consciousness, be intoxicated with whatever speciality Baba or your fortune has given, and for weakness, accept your weakness, but have awareness, Baba will change me. And when you listen to Baba's only, like today also Baba was saying, you are special souls. You are jewels of speciality. You are sitting on my heart throne. You are loved by me. I love each and every child. That is yesterday evening's only. I love each and every child, even the last number of the soul. I love them. So have this awareness, Baba loves me. If nobody else loves me, don't worry. Because sometimes we expect our seniors, our colleagues, our students to praise us or appreciate us and say, oh, you are very good. And if they show us some weakness, we say, oh, am I that? So, if somebody shows you your weakness, thank them, but have awareness, I am going to change. Don't feel depressed, guilty, hopeless, never allow negative feeling. Because Baba says, you are stars of hope. You are stars of success. You are lucky stars. So remind yourself what Baba has given you title. And pay attention to Jnana, Yoga, Dharana, all four subjects we have to pay attention. So that we are progressing. And we are satisfied that I am doing something. So keep on doing elevated charitable karma. So I have separated titles that Baba gives on different subjects. Jnana, Yoga, Dharana, Seva. For Seva he says you are messenger of God, protector of Yajna, spiritual social worker, sticks for the blind, support of the world, world benefactor, Salvation Army, Shiv Shakti Army, Pandava Army, Baba's helper, sustainers of others. For Dharana, he has given many titles. Pure like lotus, valuable like diamond, fragrant flowers, spiritual roses, most elevated, Rajarasti, master's ocean of peace, peaceful, happy, content, carefree emperor, generous, Mahavir, most elevated of Brahman clan, cheerful, hero actor, holy swan, generous. For yoga, Rajyogi, constant yogi, karma yogi, might house, double light, angels. For jnana, Master Son of Knowledge, Trikaldarshi Trinetri, constantly ignited lamps, Teacher, Gyan Ganga, Swadarshan Chakradari, Lighthouse, Light of the World. So these are points on self-respect and how to become, have self-respect. So Baba was talking yesterday, you are special souls. Why you are special souls? Because you are one of the multi-million souls who have recognized Baba. And especially for Dabar foreigners, he says, you have broken the barriers, language, culture, religion, nationality, and you have recognized Baba. So many Bharatvasi. One billion plus souls of Bharat, they haven't yet not recognized Baba. Only we have got at the moment 1.2 million Brahmins who have recognized and following Baba's jnana. Rest have got no introduction, but not yet pakka. Whereas you are staying so far away and still you belong to Baba, you are following all Baba's disciplines. So you are special souls, very lucky souls. That Baba has found you in your own home. Indians, they go on so many pilgrimages and still they haven't found Baba. Whereas you are sitting at home and Baba came to introduce himself. And he was emphasizing that your life is yogi life. You are not yogi having couple of hours meditation, but your life is natural and constant, automatic. So you are constant yogi, karma yogi. And if you have self-respect, you cannot have ego. Just as if there is light, there cannot be darkness. Same thing. You have self-respect, not body consciousness. And one thing Baba doesn't like in you, what is it? You are making effort. Children, making effort. So Baba says, if you have love, no need to make effort. If you are embodiment of it, you don't have to make effort. Don't give excuse that I am still effort maker. No. Now it's time to become experience, authority of experience. The highest authority is authority of experience. So you are the children. You know that you are seated on a hard throne, but you don't have experience of that. So that experience, you should always feel you are sitting on the hard throne of Baba. Baba loves you so much. And those who are experienced, they will not be shaken by Maya. Maya will come, but you will be able to recognize Maya from distance and chase it away. You will not be influenced. So now you have to be such, you have to be embodiment, and whichever minute you think, okay, I should be having self-respect of whichever point, you should be able to stabilize in a second. You should not take time to stabilize in that point. So you should be always have that awareness. Who am I? The one of the self-respect point. And if you have that awareness, you will be powerful. So Hindi is Smruti Swarup, so Samarthi Swarup. I don't think we need now heating. और भी ठंडी हवा आती है कौन है हीटिंग में सो बिकम द एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस एंड देन यू विल नॉट नीड टू वर्क हार्ड सो इफ यू आर एक्सपीरियंस देन योर स्टेज विल बी नेचुरल सो दैट विल बिकम योर नेचर. Have awareness that you are blessed by Baba. And be ever ready. Baba was saying, nowadays you can hear the news that this person died, and this Murli is 2010. But even now, every now and again, we hear about sudden death. A Bharati band from Singapore. She was going around everywhere, very comfortably, working 7 days a week, and suddenly she had stopped, died. So, we have to be ever ready. So first, Baba said, if you are embodiment of Jnana, experienced of Jnana, then you, because knowledge is light and might, so your each action will be full of light and might. And each action will be elevated. So that is a sign of embodiment of Jnana and experience of Jnana. If you are embodiment of yoga, It means you have conquered all sense organs. Sense organs will be under your control. And if you have jnana and yoga, the result will be automatic dharana. And for service, because he said you have to be experienced in all four subjects. And in service, what Baba said, that through thoughts, words, action, relations, love, you should be doing service all the time. Not once in a while, constantly service. One of the means. Doesn't matter that you have to talk to people. If not talk, at least Mansa Seva you can do. Karmana Seva you can do. Whoever you come in contact, try to uplift that. Baba says, don't look at their sanskars. But sometimes we said, he has been getting jnana for so many years. He hasn't changed yet. He's not going to change. So he said, if you say that he is not going to change, it means you don't have good wishes for them. But you are having negative feeling for them, hatred for them. You are cursing them. So what you need to do is, even if somebody has fallen, you have to help them to stand up. Because sometimes some people, what they do is try to kick somebody who is already fallen. Or they just take photo. Nowadays, that's what the news says. If they see somebody is in a bad condition, they take photo and go away. They don't even stand to help them. Accident, somebody has died, or somebody is bleeding severely. Nobody helps them to take them to the hospital or call ambulance. So that's what you have to see, that morally, virtually, if somebody is falling down, try to help them. If somebody is hopeless, give them hope. Give them zeal and enthusiasm. That's what is your duty as a well-wisher. So never be influenced by their negative sanskar. If because of their weakness or vices, if you have negative feeling, it means they are powerful. Their negative sanskar are powerful and influencing you. He says, you have taken challenge that we are going to transform nature from tamo pradhan to sato pradhan. And these are human beings. They are Brahmins saying, Baba, Mama, why can't you help them? Why can't you change them to Sato Pradhan? So, maintain zeal and enthusiasm for service. And that is known as experienced, authority of experience. So check all the four subjects. And pay attention. Because any transformation, if you want, check, change with determined thought. Because sometimes what happens is, we are so busy in, especially double foreigners, job, household duty, because whoever is there, whether they are staying in center, Shakti Bhavan, family, they have to cook, clean, shop, eat, sleep. So looking after body, then looking after job, household duty, then there is so much enthusiasm to serve others. So they may travel 10-15 miles to give course to 3-4 students. Come late at home, Amrit Vela, Om Shanti. So there is no balance of self-service and service of others. And that's why Baba says, have a balance, laukik, alaukik, self-service, service of others, looking after the body, looking after the soul. If you have balance, you will go fast. Otherwise, you will be stuck somewhere. So Baba says, good wishes and pure feelings. That must be there. Good wishes for everybody, whoever they are. Vicious, violent, murderers, whoever. And we have seen Brahma Baba. He used to show so much love to everybody. He knew somebody was in the past murderer, but he would have love for them. And when he will meet them, he will not even show him that he knows the past of this person. And so, Baba gave us three words in the end. Which one? Incorporeal, voiceless, egoless. So now, Baba has become avyakt. So what we have to do? Follow Brahma Baba. We have to become Brahma Bap Saman Angel. So Baba gave certificate to all Brahmins. They are passed in which subject? love. Everybody has deep love for Baba. So that subject, he gave certificate. You are all good, having Baba's deep love. And that's why you came in the aeroplane of love. And because of love, you are moving ahead. So Baba was again reminding, don't look at somebody's nature. Don't come into conflict because of somebody's nature. You should maintain good relationship. Because this is your godly family. Remind, we belong to one family, godly family. So in a family, there should not be less love. So we should have love as well as good wishes for everybody. So whoever is there, is my brother, spiritual brother. So love, respect, good wishes, pure feelings must be for each and every individual. So if there is no love for other people, then there will be obstacle in your efforts. And if there are obstacles, you cannot become embodiment of experience. So once you become authority of experience, you'll make everybody experienced. Then, what benefits, he said, of being in Madhuban? What is the benefit of being in Madhuban? Good vibration, good atmosphere, nice family. And you are able to have jnan bath every day. Because at your home you may not go to Murli every day. But Madhuban, you don't miss any Murli, isn't it? Anybody who misses morning Murli? Nobody. But when you are at home, sometimes, many times you don't go to center, I know. Some students go once a week, some go twice a week. How many of you go every day? Not even 40%. And how many must read or listen to Murli every day? Let's raise your hand. Still only 50%. Mala, you missed. Acha. So still 50%. who don't read or listen to Murali every day. So that's what, whereas in Madhavan, you are compelled to do. Otherwise, your roommate will say, oh, you are sleeping during Murali. So, you do go for Murali. And second, Baba said, because he was talking to Rajasthan, so he said, you are helping in Baba's service. And you are taking benefit of being in Madhavan. Double benefit, isn't it? Because when people are helping in, because yesterday there were about 14,000 from Rajasthan and Eastern Zone or wherever they had come, 14,000. And there would be about at least 3,000 people who are serving in different departments. You saw so many with yellow sash, the security people, all from Rajasthan. Then kitchen, dining hall, transport, everywhere. Rajasthani people help because chapati takes so many people. Rolling chapati, cooking chapati, sabji cutting, grain cleaning, everything is to be done. So they do karma yoga, and that also earns them charitable karmas. So he said, once you get that also, you have benefit of Madhuban vibration, and Madhuban gets help from you. So Baba says, each and every soul is special soul. And Baba looks at them as victorious souls. Not only special, but victorious souls. So what was the blessing today, Vava? Uma? Come and answer. What was Vava today?
Wa Baba.
Wa Baba.
Wa my fortune.
Wa my fortune.
Wa my family.
Huh?
Wa my family.
Wa my family. Then? There are two more. Huh? Come, Rohini.
Wa the elevated time of this confluence age.
Sangam Yoga. Yeah.
And wa my elevated karma. Huh? Wa my elevated karma.
So we should be always singing this song, Wah Wah. Never say why. Never say I. I should be replaced with Baba. And nowadays, in Madhuban Rosary, they gave. No, I should be replaced by we. I, if it is we, is say illness. And if it is we, W-E, wellness. So illness changes to wellness. I to we. And Baba was thanking scientists. Om Shanti. So why did Baba thank scientists last night? Because nowadays we are able to see Baba alive. In those days, we used to able to see Baba live on television, Baba online. So everywhere, same Murali was transmitted. So science has given us so much facilities. Even now, no? We have webinar and web conference and what sort of all conferences on the phone and And everybody was sitting at home on their mobile phone, can read merely, Peace of Mind, Awakening Channel. Everywhere Baba's message is given, especially even Brahman, sustenance, classes and all. So that's why Baba was thanking scientists that you have given so much facilities. Achha.